Matt Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians Cast, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. He said if the Guardians would have traded Stephen Kwan, he would have been out until the Dolan sold the team. Are people serious when they say that? Do you want to call out Matt at 7:40 this morning and go, are you serious about that? Boy, what made for a very good Guardians Cast had they had traded Stephen Kwan away?
There'd be a couple really good ones afterwards.
Yeah, but then after that, it's like, well, if you're not going to watch a team, what the hell is the point of doing this?
There's one brother giving him very, very just play-by-play, pitch-by-pitch, comprehensive breakdowns of the game, and Matt goes, I didn't watch the game. I told you I wasn't going to watch.
Well, Todd's the one at times I'm afraid to have on, because every now and then on the Guardians Cast, there is a strong bit of audio that is dropped every now and then from Todd, where he will get so frustrated and say a few choice words, and I'm always afraid, like, are we going to have to dump him?
Yeah. Listen to the end of the latest episode. Matt gets a little hot.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Okay. There you go. But he's going to join us at 7:40 this morning.
He can't say those words on this show.
Like, I told you, the time I actually flirted with the idea was, it was CeCe. When they traded CeCe, I had to sit back and kind of reevaluate myself and my fandom. It was 2008, and I had to really reevaluate what I was going to do as a fan of this team. And then I snapped out of it. I'm telling you, it took me a week. I had to go find myself for a minute with my fandom and go, do I want to do this? I'm a young man at the time. I'm thinking, do I really want to do this for the rest of my life? Be a fan of this team, knowing that, and it's, by the way, it's still the same economic situation that it was in 2008, right? Baseball-wise, not in the world, obviously, but baseball-wise,
I'd argue it's gotten worse.
You're still in the same economic situation. And it took me about a week, and I went, nah, come to your senses. Come on. This is bad, but you're not going to pick a player over a team. I'm not going to go with a player over a team. That's insane. I can't let another guy control my emotions. As we sit here and talk about Shedeur Sanders, and I got all animated and all that stuff yesterday, I can't sit there and let another guy in his legacy or what he's going to do impact my entire fandom. I couldn't allow myself to do it. So if I wasn't going to do it over CeCe Sabathia, who just went into the Hall of Fame last week, I'm not going to do it over Stephen Kwan.
Well, and
it doesn't mean I'm going to be angry, but I'm not going to do it over Stephen Kwan. No offense to him.
I do think part of, and this is going to hurt to hear for a lot of fans, and maybe some fans have just kind of left and they're like, wake me up when football starts. But I do think there's so much of an element of you've been beaten down by all the trades, knowing they're never, we played the Chris Rose audio yesterday. When can I buy a jersey again outside of Jose Ramirez? Like, every guy that you're excited about is eventually, if he's too good, he's going to get traded. They're not going to ever sign a guy who's really good unless they take an all-time hometown discount like Jose. And it's such a rarity that even David Sampson on yesterday didn't even reference that. He's like, nobody takes a discount in the MLB because they don't. We've got the one guy who did it the one time.
Exactly. And I totally disagreed with him then. And I'll continue to disagree with him anytime he brings it up. You know, my issue was, and I mean, even, 2016, they make the World Series. So it's like, well, why would you, 8 years later, they make the World Series. So it would have been a short-sighted type of thing, even though it would have been long-sighted. But you think about the amount of fans, and this is why baseball has the problems that it has. And I don't want to bog it down with that conversation because I do want to talk about Stephen Kwan and whether or not this team has called it quits for the year or whether or not they still have a chance here. And we'll get back to that here in a second. But if you were to look at it, like, I know we busted you-know-whose stones up there. He's working on stuff, Mitch, about the Yankees and things like that. I don't believe any of the stuff he says about the Yankees. I thought that was a farce, and I don't care. But that's neither here nor there. A guy our age, I'm 5 years younger than you, I'm 4 years younger than him, Owen. If a guy our age is right here in Northeast Ohio, I could say, I'm done with the Guardians. I'm done. Am I going to go be a Los Angeles Dodgers fan? Do I look like an LA guy? Am I going to be a Yankees fan? Do I really look like a New York guy? Am I going to be a Mets fan? I know the Mets are like little brother there, but I'm not going to be a Mets fan. I'm not that guy. So I can't. It's not easy to just slip into another team. You can't do that. Now it's just I don't like baseball as much. Instead of I'm a hardcore fan of this team, but I still follow baseball. And like baseball, Rob Manfred and the cohorts, they really don't care. They don't care. If I were to say I'm now a Yankee fan, and I'm going to go to Yankee Stadium a couple times a year when the Yankees are in town, I'm going to watch the Yankees. My money still spends, so they don't care. But if I'm just going, you know, that's the problem with baseball. All right, when does football camp open up? Like that is the problem. And I think that's what's happened over the last decade plus.
Is it bad for the team? Is it bad for the Dolans, or is it good for the Dolans that I'm sitting here yesterday going, yeah, they're probably going to trade Kwan? And Owen's like, are you not mad over the last week? Are you not mad about any of this? And I'm like, yeah, I've just been a fan so long. I know this is what they're going to do, and then it'll probably end up working out for them. They'll probably be good again in a year.
I think that's
typically how it's been.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good because.
But the alternative would be I just don't follow the sport anymore, and I don't care anymore.
What have we yelled at each other the most over in the last almost decade together? The Cavs and the Browns. A lot of Browns, a little bit of Cavs. There's been passion about both those teams. What's the biggest argument that's always given about the Browns? Because we love to blame the other teams for the other team's troubles. People don't go to Guardians games, but they go to Browns games. People feel passion about Browns games. And there's less of them, I know that. But there's passion around the Browns. There is passion around the Cavs. The Cavs don't just exist. The Cavs do things, and their sports, those sports protect those things because everybody feels they have a chance. But they do things in those sports that make people passionate. If there's no passion behind it, then what's my reason to go out and give you things? Again, it's entertainment. It's an attraction. So if I'm not passionate behind it, why do I want to go see it more than just maybe once a year or more than when my boss gives me his tickets or when my work has an outing or anything like that? You understand what I'm saying? That's the problem with baseball, is that 30 years ago or in the 90s, where you and I were alive to see the Guardians be, or the Indians be, the second most spending team in professional baseball before George Steinbrenner decided to go crazy with it and really destroy the system of what it is. That was a passionate following. That was passionate throughout. You had the home run derby that was going on with Sosa, McGuire, and Griffey, and Albert, and, you know, and. You had that going on. These guys were major stars. You felt like your team was in it every year. Nobody outspent anybody to a crazy, crazy, crazy level. Yes, I know. From the 1950s on, there has been, like, an A's fan would say, well, we've been a minor league system for the Yankees, or a Royals fan would feel the same way, or even to a certain degree, maybe an Indians fan would have felt the same way. But you still felt like you had a chance. Now it feels like you just have to get lucky. And that is not a feeling for a lot of fans. And when you have people that you don't believe are going to be here for very long, I can't just slip into being a Yankee fan. I can't just slip into being a Dodger fan. It's not my type of city. This is my type of city. I ain't going to go be a Pirates fan because they're worse off than any of us can even imagine here with the Cleveland Guardians. So there's no point in doing that. So then all of a sudden you're just watching less. And now it's harder to find the Guardians than it's ever been. You used to be able to just turn on Channel 43. Now you can't even do that. So where... if you've made it harder to follow along emotionally and you don't give me this tie-in emotionally, and I'm an emotional guy, and then you make it hard to find the product, what's the point? I mean, what's the point? That is the baseball problem. That is why days like today are frustrating. But there have been times where days like today have been frustrating and we just close the book and call it a season. I don't think it's the end of the season. I don't think they've raised their white flag. They didn't go out and make tremendous moves. I didn't think they would. But I'm not going to give up and stop watching the Guardians. I'm going to watch them play the Twins tonight and expect them to beat the brakes off the Twins, considering what the Twins have done here over the last 24 hours.
Do you think the point, the fact that it's not like fans are buzzing this morning on the phone lines, normally trade deadlines always can be very polarizing for a fan base. The fact that we are not hearing from people upset that they weren't like buyers, do you think it's set in for everybody, for the fan base, that it's already been a lost year. This was not a team worth going out and trading assets for anybody to make some kind of a run, even though they're only, what was it, 2.5? Is it 3?
They're 3.
They're
now.
3 yeah. now. They were off last night.
Because there will be another add-on to this. And if you are a person who doesn't like the Dolans, you can get upset all over again. Because they're only 2.5 games out of the wild card. 2.5 games out. I don't know after three, today. They're three games out of the wild card now after last night. Thank you. They're only 3 games out of the wild card. They're still very much in the postseason. I know the rest of the American League ain't that good, but they're only 3 games out of the postseason right now. If they make the postseason, then what did you do to augment this team where they got to the postseason? And then you guys are the ones, the same freaking ones that tell us that all you have to do is go to the postseason and get lucky. Yeah, but you would do whatever you can to try to hedge your bets. You would do whatever you can to try to give yourself the best chance possible. You don't just go with silly luck all the time. So what did you do to augment? Oh, yeah, you didn't. And why didn't you? Because you're trying to save money because of the TV deal and the work stoppage. And then it gets to the same sentence, and you know what I'm going to say. If you're so broke, then sell the bleeping team. That's what it is. So we're still going in the same circle. We're still arguing the same thing. I just don't think the season's over. I'm in with the guys in the clubhouse. I'm in with the manager of the baseball team, even though I don't know why he doesn't play Carl Manzardo as much as he should, and there's other decisions there, but I still think he's a fine guy and a fine manager, for crying out loud. I'm in on that, but we still have the same problem with ownership. We still have the same problem with the blaming of Major League Baseball. That the guy's an owner in.